Two balls and two strikes, the count here to Sawyer Drury. Lewis in the circle, and the delivery on its way. Taken for strike three, called on the outside corner. So one up and one down for Kendra Lewis, who's thrown three straight no-hitters entering play today. Lewis looking for a quick 1-2-3 top of the first inning.
Get her to chase something high and out of the zone here.
It's the sign from sophomore catcher Emma Kramer. The pitch there on its way, and Coach Nelson called it. Swing and a miss at a rise ball up. A 1-2-3 inning for Kendra Lewis. She gets two strikeouts in the first. 1-2 pitch on its way to Perkins. It is a changeup. She waited on it. Down the line and fair into the corner. Perkins rounds first. Charlie Perkins headed to second. She'll slide in. It's a leadoff double for Perkins, and the Rockets in business right away.
She tried to come back with a changeup, and Perkins got her foot down, reloaded, and barely painted that line.
First pitch to Lewis, who hits from the left side, swings, hits it into left field deep. Going back is Brooke Allen on the warning track. It's overhead and off the wall. Perkins going to come in to score. Lewis rounds second and throws on the brakes and heads back. It's a one-out double for Kendra Lewis, and the Rockets up 1-0 in the bottom of the first.
I'm telling you, that just set the tone right there.
Drury having to work here in the bottom of the first inning. Full count to Hofer with Lewis at second. Payoff pitch on its way. Well into left center field. Going back, Vaughn. It is off the wall. Lewis will come home to score. It's the third double of the first inning for the Rockets. It's 2-0. Rock Ridge in the bottom of the first. 0-2 pitch on its way. Swung on, hit the other way into right field. In on it is Perkins. She dives and makes the play. What a play by Charlie Perkins in right field. 3-2 the count. Runners at second and third with two outs for Brimfield Elmwood. Trailing 2-0 top of the fourth. Pitch on its way. Popped up into right field. In on it, Perkins. She's there. And she makes the catch. And the Indians strand a pair of runners in scoring position. To the bottom of the fourth inning, it's Rock Ridge 2, Brimfield Elmwood 0 on WRMJ.
I was really impressed with this girl, this player, against Mercer County. I talked to her a little bit after the game.
Yeah, I was too. She was out of the ninth spot, provides a lot of production. She swings, serves it to left center field. Morgan Hofer. She makes the catch on the run. They had her positioned perfectly in the outfield, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Kendra Lewis in the top half of the fifth. 0-2, the pitch to Vaughn, and that is taken for strike three on the inside corner. A big strikeout there from Lewis, her first strikeout since the first inning. The three-hole hitter, Kiara Johnson, in the box. The 3-2 pitch from Lewis to her is swung on and missed. The changeup got her. She was out in front. 0-1. Swung on, grounded right to Taylor Dietrich, stays down, and on it throws across, and Kendra Lewis, after allowing a leadoff double in the sixth, retires the next three batters in order. It's the top of the seventh inning. Rock Ridge Rockets looking to put the wraps on a ninth straight regional championship. They lead Brimfield Elmwood 2-0. The Indians have their 5, 6, and 7 hitters due up here in the top of the seventh. Kendall Bender to lead off 0-2. She's grounded out and popped out, both on the infield.
Kendall Bender. Put the ball in play.
So here we go. Bender to the plate. First pitch at the top of the seventh inning from Kendra Lewis on its way. It is taken for a strike. Good location on the inside corner. 0-1 so far. Brimfield Elmwood with just three hits on the day.
I think Rockridge has got six.
That is correct. 0-1 the count. Ender crouches in the box. Here is the pitch. That one misses high. It's 1-1. One ball and one strike. The count. Lewis ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up on the infield, drifting into foul territory. Casey Price makes the catch on the foul line. The Rockets two outs away.
Ball popped up. Just off the third baseline, Casey Price did a good job getting herself in position, making the catch.
Now Shire Minder's 0-2. She's popped out to the shortstop and also popped out to the right fielder. 0-2 on the day for the sophomore first baseman. First pitcher from Kendra Lewis runs inside and low as well. It's 1-0. Taken.
Great
for a
pitch.
Strike, 1-1.
Great pitch.
Has that Riverdale game gone final yet?
It has. Well, it says delayed in the bottom of the seventh, but I do believe.
7-2 Riverdale wins. Yeah. They'll be in the sectional next week over in Peoria. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, hit to left field. Back on it is Kelly. And she settles underneath it and squeezes it two away. Nobody on it. Two outs for Brooke Allen, freshman left fielder 0 for 2. She has reached on an error, though, today as the Rockets now an out away from a ninth straight regional championship.
Batting for the Indians, number 25.
Brooke Allen to the plate. Hits from the right side, slightly open stance. Kendra Lewis delivers to Brooke Allen. That is taken for a strike, 0-1. IVC up on Ken, 2-0 in the top of the fifth inning. The winner of this game plays the winner of that game on Tuesday in Peoria at the Louisville Slugger Complex. First pitch, or I should say the 0-1 pitch on its way, and that misses high, 1-1.
Just a bit high.
It's our third one of the day.
That one was for Dana DeCarroll.
Yep, there we go. One ball and one strike to count to Brooke Allen. Nobody on, two outs. Rockridge one out away from a ninth straight regional championship. The 1-1 pitch, here it is. And that is a strike on the outside corner, 1-2.
Come on, Kendra, take care of yourself, kid.
Kendra Lewis looking to move to 22-0 for her career in the postseason. 1-2 the count. The pitch to Brooke Allen is swung on, and she stays alive, fouls it straight back. It's 0-2.
Stays alive. Yep, doing everything she can to give her Indians team a chance.
1-2. Lewis ready in the circle, gets the sign. Here we go. The 1-2 pitch on its way. Swung on, popped
Charlie's
up into shallow right field. Perkins over.
Oh.
Riley over as well. It's in foul territory, and Riley unable to get there in time as it bounces off the end of her glove. The count stays 1-2.
Charlie was playing a little bit deep.
So one ball and two strikes.
Stella almost got to that. That was in deep foul territory.
Allen back in the box, 1-2. Kendra Lewis looking to
close the door.
Here's the pitch. On its way, and that is just inside 2-2.
Let's go, Kaylou.
Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch from Lewis on its way, and it hits the knob of the bat in foul 2-2.
That might open up a curveball in the outside corner for her.
Two balls and two strikes to count. Lewis ready to Allen, and here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up into center field. Hofer is there, and nine regional championships in a row for the Rockridge Rockets in softball. Final score today, Rockridge 2, Brimfield Elmwood 0. A complete game shutout for Kendra Lewis, who's now 22-0 for her postseason career. Rockridge 2, Brimfield Elmwood 0. We'll come back with postgame coverage after this on WRMJ. Looking for top.